This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's new laws.
Senate Bill 1359.
Senate Bill 1359 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee on February 27th, given first round Missouri Senate approval on March 27th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 4th, truly agreed to and finally passed on May 8th, and signed into law on July 11th. Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield is the sponsor. He says this new law modifies provisions relating to financial institutions.
Chapter 380, mutual insurance companies that operate here in Missouri. Generally, these are companies that have a great deal of flexibility in how they operate because of the nature of the business that they engage in. These companies write policies, often serve rural areas where neighbors are essentially protecting each other against losses from weather and fire and other kinds of similar disasters.
He adds his original measure started with one focus.
Regulated and governed by Chapter 380. This is important because the department has at times applied other sections of code to these types of businesses that do not believe was ever contemplated. And so we want to keep this very tidy and keep the regulations that the State General Assembly has applied to these companies to be the regulations that are applied to these companies and not other unrelated regulations.
This new law took effect on August 28th.
The Revitalizing Missouri's Downtowns and Main Streets Act establishes tax credits for converting non-residential office space for residential use.
The bulk of this year's legislation did not reach the legislative finish line. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis sponsored Senate Bill 792, a proposal that would have established the Revitalizing Missouri Downtowns and Main Streets Act.
The Revitalizing Missouri's Downtowns and Main Streets Act establishes tax credits for converting non-residential office space for residential use. This bill creates incentives targeted at supporting renovation of those buildings, which, in turn, will bring vibrancy to urban centers, increase economic activity, and reduce crime.
Another of his legislative goals was Senate Bill 884, which he says would have modified provisions relating to facilities of historic significance.
Additionally, I have a bill that will improve the state historic tax program by addressing unnecessary regulations and increasing transparency across the board. We in St. Louis understand that our city is vital to the overall health of Missouri. And together, these bills will ensure our city and state remain economically competitive and provide more access to commercial and residential spaces while preserving our treasured history.
Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session, which is scheduled to start on Wednesday, September 11th. The only vetoes to come from the governor this year are line items and certain appropriations measures. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.